Thank you for listening to The Horse Show with Rick Lamb. If you have a question, request, or comment, we want to hear from you. Our fax number is area code 602-279-0980. Or if you would like to email us, the address is lambemail@aol.com. Now, back to Rick.
I'm in my own backyard, folks, and I'm talking to my good friend Karen Scholl. Karen, you gave me a phone call,
and you were looking for an Andalusian horse.
Yes, yes.
And you were saying to me, I need a horse, I want a horse, I'm ready for a horse that has a high play drive.
Mm-hmm.
Talk
mm-hmm.
a little bit about the concept of play drive and why it's important.
Well, everybody knows that horse in the barn that's kind of a bit of a rascal. And, you know, they're always fiddling around, they're always doing things, and sometimes they can be a little bit difficult in the training because they're nonconformists.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse really has a high play drive, so it's like that child in school that's so difficult. Usually it's a very intelligent child, and the rest of the world just isn't going fast enough for them.
Right.
They're way ahead of it. What I need in what I'm doing today is I need a horse that's like that for two reasons. One, he challenges me and raises my skill level, because if I don't keep up with him, then he's making up his own games. And the other thing is, usually that horse has an intelligence level that's just a little bit beyond the average horse, and he wants to engage in the interaction. See, I have other horses, they're wonderful horses, but if I left them out in a pasture grazing, they'd be okay with that. This horse comes over and says, what are we going to do?
Well, that kind of leads right to what I was going to ask you, how you can tell that a horse has a high play drive.
Mm.
One thing is that he's interested, he's curious. What else do you look for in a horse that tells you this has got a strong, useful play drive?
Well, I'll tell you about, you know, love at first sight. I went to a facility in Ocala, Florida, and Pat and Linda Pirelli came with me. We went to go look at Andalusians, and I was having Pat help me, you know, see what I needed to see for the mm-hmm. for my next horse. And we walked out of the barn and looked out across these paddocks, and here was this one horse standing on his hind legs, pawing at the air to get the horse in the other paddock to come over and play at the fence with him. And he stood on his hind legs so long that Pat and I looked at each other and went, wow, that's athletic.
Yes.
Yeah. And so they showed me all the horses in the barn. They said, is there anything else? And I said, well, I'd like to see this gray horse right down here in the paddock. And he says, oh, you mean the horse over there? And I said, no, not that one here. And he goes, you mean the one on the other side? And I said, no, this one. And he goes, well, that's Bergante. And he's a da-da-da-da.
Is he a problem horse?
He was a problem horse.
What was his problem?
He's a nonconformist. He said, I'm sorry, but this just is not that interesting to me. And so he would do things above and beyond. And he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't wrong. They just had to put more time into him to have him go along. And he's a nice guy. I mean, he showed well. The guy rode him and everything. But, like, to go out and catch him, they said, okay, well, we'll show him to you. And he couldn't catch him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he walked out with the halter, and the horse would come up about 10 feet away and look at him. And then you could see him thinking. Then he'd go, pew, and take off and kick in the air, you know. And the gentleman, he was very nice. He said, oh, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, I'm going to kill you, you know, get over. And, you know, he finally got him caught and everything. He wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just playing. He was
sure.
looking for somebody to play with. So every time he ran away from him and wouldn't get caught, I'm sure the man was thinking, oh, you know, they're not going to buy this horse. And Pat and I are looking at each other going, yeah, that's a cool horse. You know, that's, to me, that's a good behavior, because I love that kind of challenge.
Well, there's a saying, too, that you can't train a horse if you can't get him to move.
Right.
So I would think that you would want a
right.
horse that enjoyed moving.
Yes.
You can channel that. The hardest thing is, in the situation that's most dangerous, I think,
mm-hmm.
is when you've got a horse that won't move. And,
yes.
and you have to push and push and push, mm-hmm. and finally he just blows up on you.
Right.
So getting him unstuck, getting his hind mm-hmm. legs mm-hmm. loosened up is, you know, a lot of this colt starting stuff, right. I don't know if you go through that when yeah. you start colts, but
yeah.
is to get them moving pretty
yes.
quickly, get their hind end yeah. kind of loosened up.
Because it takes confidence. They have to have confidence to move forward. Standing there, getting stuck is kind of a survival mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I saw in the gray horse. He had a lot of confidence and play drive. And that was really important for
me. Was that a challenge for you to train him?
Oh, there's been times, Rick, when I've gone, what was I thinking? But you know what? It's what he taught me is I kind of came in with this, I'm the dominant horse and I will be the dominant. And he said, I don't think so. And so We've had a renegotiation, and he has agreed to give me 51%.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I had to give
him... You're still the controlling partner.
Well, I am, but I have to earn it every moment I'm with him.
But well, that isn't that the nature, though, of horses in general?
Sure.
Not just your horses,
it is
that they're always testing you.
Yes.
They always want to be sure that you're competent to be leader of the team, because after all, at the most primal level with them, they're still prey creatures. They're still worried about their safety, and they want to be sure that whoever is in charge here has their best interests at heart.
Absolutely.
So that's why they're always testing you. Yeah. Why Andalusians? Why are those horses so kind of revered among really good horsemen? The public doesn't typically know that much about them.
Yeah, you know what? They're a very old breed, and they've been bred for a variety of uses. What I was looking for personally was I was looking for a diverse breed that I love to play with cattle. Mm-hmm. I love to jump. I love dressage. And when I'm using a horse, you know, I need a good partner when I'm teaching. I need a lot of lateral movement. I need that horse to be able to go any direction pretty quick with fluid movement.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I need to have my horse get sideways really fast to help a colt. Or
you think Andalusians and Lusitanos are just more because of the way they're built?
They're built like that. Yeah, they're built for natural athleticism, and they can just turn on a dime. If you've seen them using them for bullfighting, I mean, it's amazing. You watch this horse jump in midair and change direction midair. Cutting horses have a lot of, you know, real catting reflexes. They call them real catty, real light on their feet. But I think the Andalusian can do many different things. So I use him for all kinds of things. You see me riding, jumping, cattle, everything.
Well, there's a wonderful photo that you're using in your publicity now of you jumping a stream on this horse. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's one of those... You wonder how many thousands of pictures had to be taken to capture that moment. But from what you said, it sounds to me like it was just kind of a lucky shot that just kind of happened. What do you see as the biggest thing that you're fighting in launching this business, this niche that you've claimed about horsemanship for women? What is the biggest misconception about that?
I think probably the misconception is that somehow training horses is a man's job. And what I want to tell people, this is a learnable skill, just like anything else. You know, Rick, you've been helping me with my guitar.
Yes.
Even if I can play the guitar, you know, anybody can do it if they have enough desire and they enjoy the journey and get okay with making mistakes. We're not okay with making mistakes.
I love the whole philosophy about mistakes making. It's not that you want to make mistakes, but when it does happen, you can actually kind of celebrate it. Because for one thing, you'll definitely learn something about it. Chances are that you're less likely now to make that same mistake next time.
Right.
So in theory, if you made enough mistakes, you would eventually be eliminating most of the mistakes you could make.
That's it.
And certainly you don't get anywhere if you don't try. If you don't take that step, make that effort. And that's what happens sometimes, and you have to just kind of accept it, try and learn something from it, and move on.
Folks, my guest is Karen Scholl. We're talking about horsemanship for women, and when we get back, we'll learn what she recommends you do if you experience fear. We'll also have a Horse Masters Minute from Chris Cox, so there's a lot more yet to come. Stay with us.
The Horse Show with Rick Lamb is a copyrighted production of Lamb Chop Studios, Phoenix, Arizona. Unauthorized use is strictly prohibited.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Wall knows what's important in a clipper. That's why Wall designed the cordless Arco. Extremely quiet for problem ears and head-shy horses, but still strong enough for stubborn fetlocks and bridle pads. The cool-running Arco comes with a built-in blade adjustment, allowing you to use a size 9, 10, 15, 30, or 40 all in one blade. Two rechargeable battery packs, a cleaning kit, and charging stand are also included. Get the Arco at your local tack store or online at valleyvet.com. Let Wall help you help your horse look his best.
Every month, there's hands-on advice from the pros in Horse and Rider, the how-to magazine for Western riding. Call now and get 2 years for the price of one, just $24. 1-800-829-3340.
In November's Horse and Rider, you'll learn how to build self-carriage from Eitan Beth Halachmi, how to deworm your horse from Clinton Anderson, and how to fine-tune forward movement from Bob Avila. Get 2 years of Horse and Rider for just $24. 1-800-829-3340.
G'day mate, this is Clint Anderson, host of Down Under Horsemanship. When I transport my horses, I rely on a Featherlite trailer. Featherlite's durability is legendary, and its innovative features and super smooth tow have made it a favorite of horse owners everywhere. And of course, aluminum Featherlite trailers turn heads wherever they go. Now is the time to discover the Featherlite difference firsthand. Visit your local dealer now, mate, or call 800-800-1230 for a free catalog. Great adventures come standard with every Featherlite.
Are you looking forward to cooler weather because the flies will be gone? Next year, you could enjoy the summer without flies. Just use Spalding Fly Predators. These are tiny beneficial insects. They're the natural enemy of flies, but they never bother people or animals. You just put them on manure areas every month during warm weather, and you could get up to 94% reduction in flies. The cost for 5 horses is $18.45 a month. For 10 horses, it's $28.50. Unlike sprays, which just chase the flies away for a little while, fly predators kill them before they emerge, so they're eliminated everywhere on your property. It's the smart way to stop flies. For more information, call 888-282-7262 or visit flypredators.net. Now, fly season is ending, but since you want to start fly predators next spring before flies appear, call now, get some information, and take advantage of that early order bonus. That's flypredators.net, 888-282-7262. Tell them Rick Lamb sent you. Folks, you can now buy The Revolution in Horsemanship at ricklamb.com. It's just $24.95 plus shipping, and I'll be happy to personalize it for you. That's www.ricklamb.com.
The Horse Show with Rick Lamb is here every week at this time, so tell a friend.
You know, folks, we cannot do it without you, so thanks in advance for spreading the word about The Horse Show. My guest is Karen Scholl. We're talking about horsemanship for women.
A lot of the people that come to you have fear issues. How do you deal with that? How do you help them?
Well, the first thing, Rick, is to help them build their confidence on the ground. One of the things that horses really need from us is leadership, because it helps the horse trust the relationship. They don't trust us if we don't demonstrate leadership. Women are not taught at an early age how to demonstrate leadership. Or if we do, we're perceived as being aggressive. We tend to go into an aggressive role. So what I teach people first is how to develop leadership with the horse, which builds their confidence and the horse's trust. That's, you know, leadership, confidence, and trust are the key ingredients to me in a successful relationship with a horse. So there's a wonderful book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, because fear is a natural state of self-preservation. But if you do it and you get through it, you know, when you do it and you get through it, then you build that confidence. It's like public speaking. Yep. There is only one way to lose your fear of public speaking, and that's by doing it.
You know, the interesting thing about fear, too, is I think a lot of people, when they start experiencing fear, they kind of panic a little bit about, like, I've got to get rid of this.
Yes.
It's got to go someplace else. I cannot function when I'm fearful.
Right.
But you can almost master fear by giving into it, just saying,
yes,
hey, I've felt this before. I recognize the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that old fear thing, and we're just going to keep right on doing what we're doing.
Right.
You just don't give it power mm-hmm. by fretting too much about the fact that you're fearful.
Right.
The flip side of that is we have survival instincts ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
When do you listen to that voice that says, I shouldn't be doing this?
Well, you want to listen to it every time, but it doesn't mean going into an avoidance pattern. And that's what most of us do. We're uncomfortable in anything, in a difficult relationship, anything. We tend to avoid it rather than address it.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had that experience where, say, we didn't get along with somebody, then we avoid them for years, and then we see them at the family, you know, reunion, and you talk to them, and then you realize what you feared never will happen.
Yeah.
And the thing with horses, you know, you can be put physically at risk. And there's a little voice right before something bad about happening that says, stop doing this or do something different. Listen to that voice, but don't you know, recognize if you're going into an avoidance pattern, because I've seen people really focus on the fear. And the only way really to address fear issues is to do what you're comfortable with and keep building on it. Keep stretching your comfort level until your comfort level is so high. Like right now, my comfort level with horses is by far beyond what I would have ever dreamed.
But it's but it will progress naturally if you do something, and
yes,
you can stay with the things that you are comfortable doing, and your comfort zone, so to
yes,
speak, will naturally start growing simply by you doing things you're already comfortable with.
Yes.
So you're not forcing the issue, is I guess the message there.
You're not forcing the issue, but continue
but you are doing something
to progress and do something, even if it's wrong. Do something.
Inaction is probably your biggest enemy.
Exactly.
In that.
Yeah. Exactly. And people can get really bogged down in fear. So if you just go do what you're comfortable with and then stretch it a little bit. Somebody said, I look for 1% improvement with my horse every day.
Mm-hmm.
1%. See? So if we look for 1% improvement.
Only take 100 days and you've got
100% improvement. Exactly. So it doesn't have to happen all at once, but recognize it for what it is. And I think you made a really good point. Embrace that fear and say, yes, I'm feeling fearful. That's great. Now, what are we going to do? Keep your focus, because the mind cannot hold two thoughts at once. And so if you feel fear, that's great. But then focus on something else. And guess what? You can't focus on your fear anymore.
Yeah. Good advice.
Take it. Take action. That's a big thing.
If men showed up at your clinics, what would you do?
I've had men in every clinic.
Really?
I've not had any less attendance by men.
Since you specialize
Since
in horsemanship for women.
Horsemanship for
women,
yes.
Do you think
yes,
they're just there because their wives are there, or are they actually interested in
No, women? they're actually interested. And I think men come and they can relate to what I'm saying because they say, well, this is from a woman's perspective. Rather than coming and saying, well, you know, just go, I don't know what they're all talking about, just get on your horses and let's go. They're coming out and they're able to just relax and listen to the information without looking at it from a man's point of view, because I'm presenting it from a woman's, and that's stated up front.
You know, I think a problem that all of you teachers face, and I'm a teacher too, so I guess I face the same thing, is people, if they will stop and let their defensiveness down mm-hmm, and listen to what you're saying,
right,
quite often they find that they're not in disagreement.
Right.
They find that what you're saying is actually pretty interesting to them.
Right.
So maybe it's a way for the defensiveness to maybe be kind of brushed away.
Well, you know, the word that I use most often is the R word for men. It's relationships.
Uh-huh.
And men go, ah! You know, can
oh,
we just go,
feely,
you know, work in the shop or something? And women, their world is how their relation, you know, we relate
sure,
to the world through our relationships. You know, are we a daughter, a mother, a aunt, all those things. Relationship kind of defines who we are. And so when we talk about horses and relationships, women understand that and can relate to it, keyword relate to it, and men understand it too, and I think it gains them another perspective, yet another perspective on maybe how their approach with the horses has been.
Karen, I know that you are having a wonderful time now with your career and the way it's taken off, but I'm sure there's parts that are more fun than other parts. So what's your favorite part of the job? And then the flip side of that question is the least favorite.
Mm.
What's the favorite part of what Karen Scholl does?
You know, my favorite part is at the end of a clinic and people go off with their horses and their horses are looking at them differently. You know, that dream that they've always had with their horse, it may be the beginning or the middle of the journey, but it's changed. There's a wonderful change in their relationship. So that's very satisfying to me.
What's the worst part?
Paperwork.
I hear that.
And that's the side of it that, you know, I have wonderful people. That's changed for me, where I've accepted the fact I'm not a failure because I don't, you know, I don't keep up on my emails and things. I have wonderful resources that are taking care of those things.
Well, and they recognize, I know the people you're talking mm-hmm, about, and they recognize the same thing. All of us do. Then you've got something special to offer, and just makes people want to help facilitate that. What would you like to do that you have not yet done with horses?
You know, I would really love to, where I'm moving towards in my performance, I'm looking for two more Andalusian horses. And I want to study classical dressage, multiple horses, at liberty, multiple horses, under saddle, like riding one horse, having another horse online, things like that. I want to take my skill level and my communication level and take it to the next stage of challenge. The hard time there is time for me.
Sure.
Because I'm either driving my rig to the next place or teaching. So that's going to be a next stage for me. So I want my business to generate enough that I can take the time to take my horsemanship skills to the next level.
You know, it almost sounded like you're painting a picture of almost like a circus act or something, like the Freddie Knie, you know, the famous circus horse trainer and the you know, the Lipizzaner stallions and so forth. When you have really highly trained horses, whether at Liberty or on a line or riding or whatever, when it gets to that level, it starts looking familiar because what we've seen that kind of stuff in the circus. The circus, I think we often forget some of the most marvelous displays of relationships with horses have been seen in the circus.
Yes.
For entertainment. It's just for entertainment.
Yeah. And pure joy of the horse, experiencing the joy of the horse. The show Cavalia is very inspiring. I tell people even if you have to fly three states over, go see that show Cavalia. It's a celebration of the relationship between humans and horses.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. You're going to paint your trailer pink, I hear. Pink is kind of your color.
Well, it's turned into it. I was raised with two older brothers.
You're wearing kind of a bright pink. I guess that's more, what is that, magenta or something?
I don't know.
Kind of pink.
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Men don't know that word.
We don't know. It's light red.
Taupe. It's fuchsia.
It's been washed a few times. It was red originally. It's been washed a few times. It's kind of pink now.
Well, it's interesting because, and I told you, when I shifted to horsemanship for women, I'm the type of woman that's a very strong character. I grew up with two older brothers. My whole life's been being one of the guys. And so I'm getting in touch with my feminine side.
Well, I've always said that horsemanship, I mean, if you're a guy, you have to get in touch with your feminine side. Yeah. If you're a woman, you have to get in touch with your masculine side. I mean, because you really need to have all elements of that.
Yeah.
And well, Karen, I'm so thrilled for you. I mean, you've been a great friend. You've helped me repeatedly over the years in my own horsemanship. You helped me with my horse that I have here, Candy, that's my riding horse. And you helped me with our little filly and some starting things we did with her on the ground. And so you've always been a great friend. And I couldn't be happier that you found this thing that is just taken off. Mm. And I mean, I've seen a few people take off, but you look like you're just taking off like a rocket.
Oh, I'm just really having a ball. I found my voice.
You did.
I've been using other people's voice for a long time, and it's really amazing to me when you find your own voice and just allow this, whatever it is that you're destined to do in your life. And I really feel that this is it. Yeah.
Well, we're very lucky that you found it. And
thanks, Rick.
I'm going to direct people to your website. They can learn a little bit more about you there. It's KarenScholl.com, KarenScholl.com, correct? And you will see what she's doing there in various places. And are you mostly in the kind of the Southwest and the West, or are you going all over the country these days?
All over the country.
So we'll look for that big rig going down the road.
Yeah.
If you see a big pink trailer with a Freightliner truck pulling it, that is probably Karen. So honk at her and wave. My guest has been Karen Scholl. Karen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, folks, as promised, here is a Horse Masters Minute from Chris Cox, brought to you by Valley Vet Supply.
Today, we're going to be talking about practicing posting in rhythm with your horse's feet. Most people that ride Western don't think that they have to post. Posting is a great exercise to learn how to get balance for one, and also learn how to get with the diagonal rhythm of your horse's feet, which means when the front outside leg is picking up, the inside hind leg is picking up. So you're in rhythm with that horse's diagonal movement. This helps you find out where your horse's feet are when they're coming up and down, and when they're being placed in the right position for maneuvers or collection. Learning how to memorize the feel of these feet throughout your seat and your legs will help you understand where those horses' feet are at all times. It's a great exercise to learn how to get rhythmic balance and flow throughout your horse and through your seat, is to learn how to post with the diagonal rhythm of your horse's body. I hope this has helped you. Wish your horse and you the very best.
Chris's website is chris-cox.com. Thanks to Valley Vet Supply, your online superstore for anything related to horses. Their website is valleyvet.com. Now, speaking of online superstores, yes, folks, we have our own now, and it is fully stocked. Let me tell you, you can shop till you drop, till your eyes fall out. I don't know. I hope you will check it out, thehorseshow.com. And right at the top of the page, it says The Horse Show Shopping Mall. not just a store, a whole shopping mall. It is filled with hundreds and hundreds of books and videos and audios, not just my own, but the best in the entire horse industry. This is one place where you can truly get it all, the Horse Show Shopping Mall. Now, I want you to pay special attention to the categories. They're all set up in categories, so it makes it real easy for you to find the things you want, plus there's a search engine there as well. But check out Rick's Picks. Now, this is my very own category where my books are there, the audio CDs and tapes that I've produced with other people over the years, the best of the horse show, all that kind of stuff is in Rick's Picks. So that would be the first place you'd want to look. Now, notice that I said books. You know about my first book, The Revolution in Horsemanship, but did you know? My second book is just about to be released. It's called Horse Smarts for the Busy Rider, Insights in Small Bites from the Horse Show Minute Radio Show. Now, if you like the Horse Show Minute that you listen to on my site, you'll love these. These are 333 of the best scripts from the Horse Show Minute. Have fun, ride safely, and I'll see you next time. For the Horse Show, I'm Rick Lamb.